Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. It's a pleasure to join you. Big weekend series, even though it's only mid-May. National League East is baseball's best division, and the Marlins came into Washington yesterday, two games back in the loss column of both the Nationals and the Mets. Last evening, the first of four in D.C., and for the Friday Night Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the reigning National League MVP, Bryce Harper, did MVP things tonight, and that was the difference as the Nationals beat the Marlins 5-3 in the opening game of this four-game series in Washington. Marlins coughed up a 2-0 lead late in this ballgame. Gio Gonzalez and Tom Kohler were the starters, and early on, the pitchers had the upper hand. Gio was terrific, set down 12 of 13 through the first four innings in the ballgame. Kohler was able to get off the ropes a couple of times. In the first inning, he allowed a leadoff single to Ben Revere, but he was caught trying to steal second base by JT Realmuto, so even though Kohler walked a couple men in that first inning, he escaped unscathed. Then in the second, he made the mistake of walking the number eight man with two outs and nobody on base. Jose Lobaton drawing the base on balls, bringing Gio Gonzalez to the plate, and again, the Marlins defense bailed out Kohler.
And Gonzalez swings and hits a high fly ball. This is to deep left center, and it is off the wall. Lobaton is coming to third. The relay is coming to the plate. And at the plate, Lobaton is tagged out. What a tag play by JT Realmuto. Lobaton out at the plate, having been waved by third base coach Bob Henley. And a terrific relay that took JT up the line just a little bit. He had to catch that ball, reach out, and get the big catcher going by Lobaton for the out.
Yeah, kept it a scoreless ballgame. The relay executed perfectly. 8-6-2. Ozuna to Echeverria to Realmuto. And that's our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Kohler worked around a two-out walk in the third inning. He allowed a hit and a walk, but no runs in the fourth inning. He allowed a couple of hits, but no runs in the fifth inning. And in the fifth, the Marlins finally were able to get on the scoreboard against Gio Gonzalez, although it wasn't really Gio's fault. Marlins got some help from Daniel Murphy. Had a rough inning defensively. The leadoff man in that inning, Marcelo Ozuna, drew a walk. But then Chris Johnson hit what looked like a routine 4-6-3 double play ball. The ground ball was booted by Murphy. Everybody was safe, so the Marlins had first and second with nobody out instead of having two outs and nobody on base. Danny Echeverria then struck out. Had the double play been turned, the inning would have been over right there, but instead there was just one out with two men on when Miguel Rojas stood in for Miami.
Here's the pitch. And a ground ball to the right side, picked up by Murphy. Stutter step, throws it away at first base. That's going to score a run. Here comes Ozuna home from third, and racing over to third base, Chris Johnson. They're going to make a play on him, and Johnson is safe at the plate. He never stopped running. And another miscue by the Nationals, and the Marlins take big-time advantage.
Yeah, Zimmerman, the first baseman, took himself out of the play, ranging right on the ground ball by Rojas. The pitcher, Gio Gonzalez, was slow getting over to the mound, and Murphy's throw to the bag basically split the two of them, and it went over toward the home plate side of the Nationals' dugout. Two runs scored on the second E4 in the inning, and the Marlins had a 2-0 lead. Now, at that point, they still had Rojas at second base and only one out, but Tom Kohler struck out. An infield hit by JT Realmuto and a walk to Martin Prado loaded the bases. Marlins had a chance for more, but Christian Yelich grounded out 4-3, and the fifth inning was over, the Marlins leading 2-0. The Nationals finally got something going in the sixth inning with two outs and nobody on. Jose Lobaton singled, ending Tom Kohler's night, getting Brian Morris into the ballgame to face a pinch hitter, Stephen Drew.
Nationals with 21 wins, 13 losses. Here's the pitch. And Drew hits it a ton. This is to deep right. It's going to tie this game. We're tied at two on a pinch hit home run. Stephen Drew's first pinch hit of the season, a two-run homer to tie the game in the sixth inning.
So one run charge to Kohler, the other to Brian Morris. Kohler tonight gets a no decision. He left in line for win, but Morris charged with a blown save there. For TK, 5 2/3 innings, six hits and a run. He matched a career high, walking five, struck out four. For Tom Kohler, 107 pitches, 57 strikes. After Morris got out of the sixth inning, Kyle Bearclaw came on in the seventh. He walked the first man, Anthony Rendon, and he probably wished he would have walked Bryce Harper. Wait back spread stance from Bryce Harper. Here's the 3-2. Rendon runs, and Harper drives one deep to right. Stanton turns, looks, and it's 4-2 Nationals on Bryce Harper's 11th of the season. Well, after the leadoff walk to Rendon, in a sense, you had to pitch to Harper there, and someone say, why not just walk Bryce Harper? Everybody walks Bryce Harper. Well, if you walk Harper, you put the tie-breaking man, Rendon, down to second. Really, the mistake was walking Rendon, and then with the hot-hitting Murphy coming up after Harper, the Marlins chose to pitch to Harper, and Harper made him pay. Home run number 11, RBIs 28 and 29, and the Nationals had at that point a 4-2 lead. Bearclaw came back to strike out the next three in a row, but the damage was done. In the top of the eighth, facing Blake Treinen, Miami down a couple, got a leadoff double from Giancarlo. He went to third base and ground balled to short from Marcelo Ozuna, and he was 90 feet away trying to pull Miami within a run with Chris Johnson coming up next. Out of the stretch, Treinen, and there's a slow roller toward third, charged by Rendon. He'll get a run in. Rendon to first, two down, but Stanton crosses the plate. Marlins pull back within a run now at 4-3. So Chris Johnson, the run batted in, his third as a Marlin. So the Marlins back within a single run, and the hope was that Dustin McGowan, just back from AAA, could slam the door in a quick and easy eighth inning, keep it a one-run game going to the ninth. Unfortunately, after he struck out the first two men, Danny Espinosa and Jose Lobaton, he couldn't get pinch hitter Chris Heisey. McGowan, the 1-1 to Heisey, and it's in the air, well hit, left center field. That sends Yelich back in front of the bullpen. It's the third pinch hit home run of the season for Chris Heisey. The second pinch hit home run for the Nats tonight, and that's a big add-on run. 5-3 Washington now in the eighth. And 5-3 is how this one would end. In the ninth inning, Felipe Rivero, the lefty, came on to start the inning. He hit Derek Dietrich, a lefty hitter, with a pitch. Cole Gillespie pinch hitting in the pitcher spot, then struck out. At that point, Dusty Baker brought in his closer, Jonathan Papelbon. He struck out JT Realmuto, and Martin Prado bounced to short, and the Nationals win this one 5-3. For Washington, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, 8 men left on base. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They also strand 8. Blake Treinen, the winner in relief, he's 3-1. Kyle Bearclaw, the loser, 2-1. Jonathan Papelbon saved number 10. Time of the game, 3 hours, 19 minutes, and a crowd of 28,232 goes home happy in Washington tonight as the Nationals win it 5-3. The Nats are 22-13 on the season, now 11-5 here at home. Marlins fall to 18-16. They dropped to 10-6 on the road, where they had won 7 of their last 8 coming into this.
Let's play 2, a day-night doubleheader today resulting from the postponed game in early April. First game's in the afternoon, 1:05 first pitch, and then the nightcaps at 7:05. Enjoy lunch with Kyle Seeloff and Marlins on Deck presented by Geico at 12:35, and then rejoin Kyle at 6:35 for Game 2. If you miss any action of the day-night doubleheader, hit subscribe, and Marlins Rewind will automatically download to your device. You can catch up on both games tomorrow morning.